The short answer is it means we're unlikely to see any real legislative change to the industrial relations framework in the next 3 years.
Damien Oliver is the Deputy Director at the Australian Centre for Management and Organisational Studies. The double dissolution that led to this election was triggered when the Senate refused to pass two industrial relations bills. One was the reinstatement of the construction watchdog, ABCC, the other, the Registered Organisations Bill, both aimed squarely at reining in union influence. Dr. Oliver says no matter who wins government, that won't change.
Certainly we won't be seeing the two industrial relations bills that were the trigger for the double dissolution election passing the parliament in a joint sitting. The coalition has simply not done well enough, even if they are returned to government, to get those bills through a joint sitting.
So the ABCC will not be reinstated?
That's right. So the ABCC will not be reinstated, which will mean that the Fair Work Building and Construction unit within the Fair Work Commission, which at the moment is tasked with policing, with overseeing the construction sector, will continue.
In December, the Productivity Commission handed down a report into the existing workplace relations framework. One of the recommendations was changes to enterprise bargaining on new projects. Currently, EBAs cover 3 or 4 years only, so renegotiation is often at a critical stage of construction. It's a measure industry has lobbied hard on for years and may yet get up.
So this is in relation to what are called greenfields agreements. And it is one area of change that the Productivity Commission report did identify. And look, I would think that if anything is likely to get up somehow through the next parliament, it might be in relation to that particular issue in terms of changes to the way in which greenfields agreements are made. The current process gives a fair, in practice, not a complete veto power, but something close to certainly guarantees unions a stake in the process. And I wouldn't be surprised if that was one area where sufficient political support could perhaps be marshalled to get something through. But that's without paying too much attention to precisely who will be sitting in the new Senate.
It's the makeup of the new Senate that has the Mines and Metals Association particularly concerned in relation to industrial relations reform. Policy Director Scott Barklem.
But whomever forms government needs to address the very real problems in our industrial relations system and provide some more certainty for employers to invest in this country.
Any policy that the coalition may have had regarding industrial relations and other areas is far from a given anyway, though, isn't it? Because if we get a hung parliament, they may not get anything through, including budget measures.
I think we should be very concerned about a hung parliament not processing, as you say, critical reforms like industrial relations, but even more pressingly, budget measures. If we have a Senate that is so dysfunctional it can't process the basic machinery and fuel of government, money, then we should be going back to the polls. And when I say should, I mean we should go back to the polls if we have a government, a parliament that can't provide a stable foundation for government.
The Minerals Council has a much more pragmatic approach. The people will have spoken, and CEO Brendan Pearson says the council will deal with whoever they choose.
In the end, you know, we just operate with whoever is the elected government, and that process will roll out over the next couple of weeks. And so it's at that point that we then engage on the policy stuff. We don't really know this as yet, of course, what the makeup of the Senate would be, and whether it might be more workable than the last parliament, in which case we might be able to see some things that were held up in the last parliament, like a one-stop shop, eventually get through.
Are you hopeful of that with the makeup of this Senate?
Well, who knows? It may be a little bit more manageable. Well, Nick Xenophon treats policy issues on their merits, and you know, there's a raft of new incoming senators who may approach policy in a similar way. So we might see, you know, a better functioning Senate than last time. You know, let's see. We'll wait with interest.